almost tripled enrollment from single digits up into the high double digits. The program is appearing to be, seems to be very popular.
Stephen McMartin is a clinical assistant professor and director of the Homeland Security Program at MDI. This program has been designed to serve as a training ground for those interested in working in emergency management, corporate security, or facilities management. The program has been especially popular among those from the military and law enforcement.
Professor, does that seem to be where the jobs will be? Is there a future there for them?
You, in asking the question, kind of hit the nail on the head. Some of the jobs will be there, certainly. When you think about Homeland Security, I think the first thing people think about is either the military or the government, federal government, and the jobs are out there. But even in the government jobs or in the military, there's more than law enforcement. The skills that they'll learn here and that they'll be able to apply in the real world will serve them as analysts or intelligence people, people that work on data, people that make strategic plans.
Some agencies and businesses within the public and private sectors are looking for those with experience in strategic planning and analysis for disaster or emergency preparedness. As the U.S. plans to withdraw from the war in Iraq, McMartin doesn't believe there will be any wholesale changes to Homeland Security.
I think Homeland Security will continue to operate as it does. Intelligence will still be ramped to the level it is. You know, you have to remember, Homeland Security is more than dealing with a war. It's dealing with the threat of terrorism, and there's terrorism, actually more of a threat of terrorism from other areas than Iraq.
McMartin spent 31 years as an investigator for Homeland Security and U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Now retired, he brings his expertise directly to the classroom. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.